Hemoglobin is a protein that's found in red blood cells, and hemoglobin is a very interesting protein. It has the capacity to attach to and to release oxygen depending on conditions that it's found in. And so the function of hemoglobin is to transport oxygen and to some extent CO2 in the bloodstream. So it moves these gases throughout the body. And the structure of hemoglobin is fairly interesting. Each molecule is made of four subgroups, and each subgroup contains what's called a heme molecule. And the heme molecule is made of a red pigment and iron. And it is this heme molecule that is found in each of the four subgroups that attaches to oxygen and is able to hold on to oxygen until the appropriate time to release it. And there is a picture in, I believe it's chapter 3 of your textbook. You may want to take a look at it. Might be chapter 2. It's where it's talking about the organic chemistry. It's talking about proteins. Gives a nice picture of a diagram of hemoglobin. Obviously, that's not what hemoglobin looks like in real life, but it gives you an idea of the four subunits and the four heme groups. Now, what's really interesting about hemoglobin is that each hemoglobin can carry four oxygens. And hemoglobin's affinity for oxygen changes depending on the conditions that the red blood cell is in. When hemoglobin is exposed to a large concentration of oxygen, in other words, when oxygen around the hemoglobin is plentiful, hemoglobin tends to attach to oxygen and hold on to it tightly. On the other hand, when hemoglobin is in a circumstance where oxygen levels surrounding it are very, very low and oxygen is lacking, hemoglobin then loses its affinity for oxygen and releases or lets go of oxygen and leaves it behind. And this is very important because we tend to think about how hemoglobin attaches to oxygen, and that's an important thing to do. For example, when hemoglobin, when the blood is in the capillaries surrounding the alveoli in the lungs and lots of oxygen is present, it's important for hemoglobin to be able to grab onto that oxygen, attach to that oxygen, and start carrying it throughout the bloodstream. However, if you think about it, once that blood gets to the tissues that are starving for oxygen, for example, the muscles, any of the tissues in the body, once that blood gets to an area of the body where oxygen is lacking, if the blood didn't release the oxygen, if hemoglobin kept holding on to the oxygen, it wouldn't be very helpful, now would it? So in those conditions where there is low oxygen, the hemoglobin actually releases oxygen, and that oxygen then, of course, can be used by the tissues. Now, one unfortunate aspect of hemoglobin is that its affinity for another gas, carbon monoxide, is actually higher than its affinity for oxygen. And so, given the choice between attaching to an oxygen molecule or attaching to a carbon monoxide molecule, hemoglobin would prefer to attach to carbon monoxide. And this is why carbon monoxide poisoning can occur. If we were living in an environment or on a planet where carbon monoxide were predominant, if there were more carbon monoxide than there were oxygen, we would certainly be in trouble because our hemoglobin would attach more readily to the carbon monoxide than it would to the oxygen. However, on the Earth, usually oxygen far outnumbers carbon monoxide, except for, of course, situations where you might have some kind of a leak with a furnace or in a enclosed area with the exhaust of a car. That kind of thing can cause carbon monoxide to build up. I want to talk a little bit about fetal hemoglobin. The hemoglobin of a fetus actually has a higher affinity for oxygen than adult hemoglobin does. And this is important because it allows the blood of the fetus to actually take oxygen from the mother's blood because the fetus's hemoglobin has a higher affinity for that oxygen than does the mother's blood.